Use a person's low self-esteem and a person's high self-esteem and say, would that create conflict?
That is never.
God damn,
that
man.
Is never.
So you telling me that's not ever possible?
If I got two bad bitches, they ain't gonna be mad?
That's not ever possible.
But if I got two fine hoes, they ain't gonna be mad?
That's not ever possible?
Would two fine bitches get jealous? When two fine bitches get jealous. All right, wait a minute. One, hey, Walker ain't what you would call a goddamn bodybuilder, but she brings in a goddamn boom. He muscle bound.
Right.
Now I'm sitting up here looking like, goddamn, what the fuck, right? Is that what you're saying? I get to get the pussy too? Why am I finna be fucked up by this? Why in the hell am I
but
finna
you know
look?
But that's,
I'm fucking
that,
too.
But that's you and your mentality. Yes. That's his mentality.
What you talking about?
What we talking about?
It's not about
nature.
It's so at
so
that
you're
point.
Saying,
you can't remove human nature,
so
Jay.
So you're saying in a polyamorous relationship,
I'm not
they're
removing.
Still going to be subject to the human frailties of a monogamous
I'm
relationship.
Not,
is
I'm
that
not
what
removing
you're saying?
That.
Is that what you're saying?
Listen,
so
yes.
Yes.
Every goddamn time.
Hold on, but listen. Yes. Listen. Listen. We've said this earlier, right? You weren't listening. I said yes to that, right?
I don't remember hearing none of that.
Okay,
bullshit.
We'll pause. Well, listen to what I'm about to say.
Ouch.
So, with that being said, that life is not for you.
Greetings, Chanel people. We are here. We are live and we are in living color. Let's jump into this week's conversation. Disclaimer, this podcast is not just for gentlemen, but gentlewomen as well. Now that that's out of our way, welcome to A Gentleman's Conversation.
Gentleman's Conversation. I'm Jay, aka not your baby's daddy. I promise you that I'm not your baby's daddy. One reason being because we ain't never had sex. Don't put that on me. And my co-host.
This is T Homie, the only, aka Miss Kathy's baby boy, aka Mr. Dr. Pepper, because I got the flavor for you. That's good, right?
That was original shit.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
This is your big homie.
The only.
Smooth as your morning coffee and strong as you need me to be.
Oh my.
Shit.
Oh my. If you would, go ahead, take a moment to get your towel and clean that up. Because that deep voice got you there. I know that chocolate got you good.
Yeah, it did.
No, y'all ain't right, man.
Yeah, so what are we going to get into today?
We're going to get into a topic of polygamy or polyamory.
Can you live that lifestyle?
And is this the choice for you?
Poly want a cracker. So, what were you saying?
Y'all talking about fleshing this out, or are we going into the polyamorous?
Yeah, we're gonna go into that. So this is what I'm gonna get y'all. This is what I've got, just to kind of refresh. I'll tell you where I got it from, just to give you my little research. Fred Jarvis's instructions, I started listening to more podcasts just randomly. Just like when we first started over, 4 months ago? And so I decided, I was like, okay, podcasts are cool, but let me deal with some people that I like and I know. Hence, Will Smith, Red Table.
Talk.
You're right. Mm-hmm. And this particular one, it was Jada and what's her daughter's name?
Willow.
And they were talking about polygamy. Can you live this lifestyle? Well, as I began to listen to it, these terms came up. These names came up, and I put them down. And then I had a conversation with a female friend of mine. Have you ever heard this term? Novel sex.
Novel?
Yes, as in the book, as in a book.
Hmm?
Have not. Completely new to me. It means, now this is the millennial shit. It means sex with new people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, fluid bonding. Okay, dig this. If I'm in a polygamy relationship, which is more than one person, but the polyamory, go ahead.
So let's break, because we did this earlier, Walker and I. Let's break down poly.
Copy that. Yeah.
Break down poly for us, Walker.
So, poly. You look confused. What happened?
No. Poly comes from the Greek word meaning many, and amor meaning lover, many lovers.
But that's polyamory.
Yes.
Okay, right now, polyamory, go ahead.
Polygamy.
Polygamy is more than one wife.
It's marriage.
Right. Yeah, that's more than
copy
one
that.
Wife.
It's marriage.
Right.
That's, yeah.
Okay, right. So, okay, so. And. So you got poly. So fluid bonding is choosing to have unprotected sex with certain people, but that's in a poly, not a polygamy relationship.
Polyamorous.
But the polyamorous relationship. Yeah. That's when you choose to not use a condom.
Yeah, that's fluid.
With ex-person.
Fluid bonding. Okay, fluid. Yeah.
And then there's your anchor partner.
That's the base. That's just like, okay, let's go back to, can't say polygamy, because polygamy, you have multiple wives.
Right.
And polyamory,
right,
you might have a wife who will be your base partner.
Copy that.
And everybody outside of that, you can bring in whoever you want to.
But everybody's aware of it.
But she's aware of it.
And not just a wife, but it's also if you have a girlfriend.
Yeah,
or
right,
whatever, whoever
right,
that main partner
right, right, right,
is.
Absolutely.
So, that whole anchor partner, fluid bonding, novel sex, it was completely new to me. I knew polyamorous, I knew polygamy, but when I started listening to their session and they began to talk about these things, and everybody that was in this session was between the ages of 20 and 30. So all these are millennials. Everybody that was in this, not saying we're not putting this on the whole population, but per this conversation, that is what many millennials, they're starting to grasp that concept of polyamory.
We used to, we used to call it, part of that is like the swingers lifestyle. When you're a swinger, but that's a couple that has sex
with other couples.
With other couples,
right? But the and I get that. But with that, that's more of a. And it's just my opinion. That's more kind of a roll of the dice. We're going out trying to like
no.
swingers, and again, my opinion. Swingers.
I was about to say,
they're not from what I've seen, and just from different people I've talked to. This understanding, the polyamorous, it's more about relationships. Swingers, it's more about a good time. Now, I may get with you on a regular basis because I've learned to trust you, but every weekend,
but I guess
swingers go out to find somebody.
It just depends.
No, because
they're not trying to find anybody indefinitely.
Well, swingers have a set. They have a set. You know, swingers deal with swingers.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go out and find other folks unless they're part of the swinger lifestyle.
Okay, so we're not talking about swingers though. So let's stay on topic.
Right.
With polyamorous, all I look at it as being a contained contractual understanding between a group of folks who decide to explore sexual feelings for one another in a contained group. I mean, because when you have this understanding of a man and a girlfriend and a wife, or a man with two girlfriends who understand, or a woman with a husband and a boyfriend, or a female with two boyfriends.
Because this is the thing. I appreciate you saying that, because the millennial male mindset is, oh, I can have as many women as I want to. But that's not the case. Why is it okay? What's good for the goose isn't good for the gander? Because the poly lifestyle, right?
Polyamorous.
Poly anything.
Okay. Many.
Right.
Okay.
Many, whatever. The woman is just entitled to the same thing as the man. But this is coming from somebody who's been in the lifestyle. Not just poly, just when we call certain things the life.
Yes. Right? They and call
that's
it
a,
the life.
That's a blanket.
Yeah, that covers a lot of it.
That's fetishes. That's the life. Because it's outside of
the normal.
Right.
Okay. The normal understanding of what is going on. Because, you know, anytime.
Oh, I just want to be married to you. Monogamy.
Okay, so right. Okay, so let me give you this note that I put together after listening to that session. It was that many millennials are adopting this way of loving people. They believe it eliminates the trials you face in a monogamous relationship. My thoughts are this. It's the same trials, except there are more people sexually fulfilled, happy, feeling loved, disappointed, frustrated, hurt, and unfulfilled at times. Now, that's not just my note. That's also a very close person to me that also expressed that. Actually, well, to be honest, that's her notes.
Well,
but we had that conversation, and this is so true. So, but don't get away from it, because we're talking about love. We're not just talking about fucking.
Hold on.
Understand that.
But see,
that's how they're seeing.
But the millennials are. But if you go back to. Everything that's poly, it's all about love. It is. Because if you go back to Woodstock and all of that, poly goes back to way before that.
Okay.
But just to put it in your perspective, as far as our generations go, you know, Woodstock always free love.
Right.
But they weren't just having sex. Most of those cats that were sexing in those sessions are still together to this day. Why? Because they loved.
Well, a relationship that has a foundation wrapped around a mutual understanding of all parties.
Absolutely.
Can blossom into longevity.
Absolutely.
What I think the millennials are doing is they're trying to eliminate the need to search out and cheat while you in a relationship trying to build it by adding the component of having the diversity of someone else involved in it, so that can sustain this unit that we are, right, that we have, and push us forward without us losing the objectivity of why we're together, why we're bonded to one another, and what we're trying to accomplish with this bond, this unity that we have.
Okay, so here's my thing. I feel what both of you are saying, and that's beautiful. But it's sex, okay?
It's and so not now, hold on.
This is your boy. This is me talking, okay? So, so if you were, because here's my question: you're in a polyamorous relationship, and with an understanding, you're my what was the partner?
The bass.
You're my bass partner.
Yeah.
So, now I want to, I meet someone and I want to get with her. And none of the platform was laid for that. But I'm just this is just my putting it together. So I go to my base partner, we'll call her X. So I go to X and I say, hey, look, I met this chick, I'm attracted to her, you know, I'm really digging her, she's got good energy. I wanna introduce her.
Bring her home.
So right. X was like, okay, cool, let's bring her to the house for dinner or let's go out and have dinner with her.
That's how it is. So cool. Yeah.
X is feeling her. She's cool. Right? So now we bring her into our fold, if you will.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
It's sex. I'm gonna blow your mind in just a moment. So is it about sex or is this really about love? That's my question.
So this is
just an excuse
but
for me.
Listen to what you just said. I'm feeling her. You never said anything about sex. You never said anything about sex. Because I know I know several.
But Jay, come on. Okay.
Pause.
All right. Okay.
That means you punt those two lines, the upside down, equal sign, pause. So I know several couples. You can't even call them couples. I know several situations.
Why would you not call it a couple?
Because a couple means two, motherfucker.
Okay, well, partner, exactly, but it's got to start with two.
No. Because I know their family. Put it that way. Their family is more than just a couple.
I'm just saying, you ain't got.
Have you ever fucked a mother?
Whoa, hold on, come on, man. Let's stay on topic.
Do you have kids?
Big W, stay on topic. Okay, right.
I do have nieces.
You're right.
Okay, all right. So I'm just saying.
Copy that.
I got nieces.
Fair enough.
You a mother?
That's wrong.
Okay. So I know families that are more than two, that it's not just about sex. They go out on vacation together. They rarely, when I say rarely, they don't have sex once a week or they're not sexing every day. It's not about sex to them. It's about the camaraderie and the relationship that they have. It's about the love that they have for one another.
Okay.
In the relationship, in the family.
What we used to say back in the day, a menage a trois.
Yeah.
It's a one night stand with more than one person.
That's sex.
Multiple partners.
Yeah.
You know, that's what a menage is.
That's
sex. And yes, but it is the understanding that it will go no further
than that.
What does that have to do with what we talking about, though?
What y'all are talking about in polyamorous is the understanding that we are in more than just a sexcapade.
Yeah.
We are in a bonded relationship that all of us are okay with.
Okay.
See, and the idea behind this okayness is to eliminate the need to have to cheat on one another while we're trying to accomplish our goals.
Okay, so but here's this.
It's about
so you're
kingdom
asking me,
building.
Oh, that's beautiful and that's great.
But
you're asking me to remove the human factor.
No, it's not possible. Listen.
So you're telling me you're going to remove jealousy just because we're in a polyamorous relationship?
Yeah.
Why would you be jealous?
If you have an
agreement.
Because I'm human.
No.
You're looking at it from the outside.
Jealousy. Wait a minute.
You've never been in a situation.
Hold on.
I don't have to be. I'm human.
Hold on. Jealousy would be you being in a monogamous relationship and having sex with somebody else.
No, jealousy is me being human and you constantly bringing the same chick over, and then I say, let's say.
Oh,
X.
So you're saying that X ain't with it.
Even if she is with it.
That's what he's saying.
But if you're constantly referring to Z.
I understand that, but what I'm asking is, are you going to remove the human factor? No, you can't remove the human factor. So look, that's why I feel like millennials are trying to fuck for free. That's how I feel. But see, that's the new generation. As far as the depths of, that's just like dominatrix, or you have a sub and you have a dom.
Oh, dude, you got break that down because that's that.
You have a sub and you have a dom, right? after the movie and the books, 50 Shades, it polluted the minds of everybody thinking that this is what this was. And it was not. Totally off game. It's about
understanding
game.
On that.
It's yeah. right.
You gotta understand something. The submissive, people think that the submissive is really in control of all of this. The submissive is the one that gives up the free reign in this situation that they wish to be a part of. Right. But in a polyamorous, we're everybody's getting an understanding. We're not giving up nothing.
Nobody's we're gaining giving up anything. You good? Go ahead.
We're gaining an understanding that there is no need because we're trying to eliminate something. We're trying to eliminate the need to cheat, to fool around, to get you a side chick. Because if you think about it, side chick fooling around won't exist. What you're saying is you done got a hold to a girl and hers is better than your main, and you keep hitting your main and you ain't giving your girl no attention like you was giving her, and now she done caught feelings thinking that she shouldn't be involved in this situation. Well, not well that's exactly totally different.
What I'm yeah,
that's
saying, what you're is, saying. Is that women are very perceptive.
No.
And so even though this is about love, this is about connection, this is about the village, they're perceptive. So I noticed that you constantly are bringing X into the fold on a regular basis, even when I'm like, and
So let me ask you a question.
Well, no, X, excuse me. X is my anchor partner.
Well, okay.
C is the intro. She's the new.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. In this discussion that we're having, are we looking at prioritizing the involvement of the people that are involved? Because meaning like when you say base, meaning she has a different priority than the one that's than coming new.
In. That's not polyamory.
Well, see, I feel like y'all,
but that's not polyamory.
I feel like y'all niggas are sitting here and completely ignoring the fact that these that the human factor is not going to come into play. And is this a realistic... question is this a realistic mindset?
Inside, it is. Inside,
it's not, because you...
Because you've never been in it. You can't say that is not a realistic thing if you've never been in it.
So you're telling me... Okay, but here's the thing. I've never been a pilot before. But I'm telling you right now, because I've never been a pilot, I have no flight hours whatsoever, it's not a good idea to fly during a thunderstorm.
Unless...
I've never been in that. Because I have some knowledge about thunderstorms.
No, unless you go to flight school.
Well,
that don't matter.
Well,
I understand thunderstorms.
Well, let us understand this.
I've been a passenger on a plane.
I know that a thunderstorm exists at a certain altitude. And I know if we fly above it, that everything below is carrying on.
I also know that planes won't take off. Excuse me.
Says who?
Planes won't take off if there's a level of thunderstormage going on.
Lightning.
No.
Not thunder.
I said thunderstorm, light, whatever the case may be. If it's bad weather, that's my base knowledge.
Well,
so what you guys are saying is,
yes,
is that during this relationship,
right,
there's not going to be any hangups.
Okay.
Yes or no?
No.
No.
Bullshitter.
Well, let me ask
you're not
you this.
Tell me you're not
why would there be?
Because we're human.
Human to what degree are you saying your humanness would come into a factor that would disrupt this? What degree to your humanness will come into play that this would be disrupted?
Is your
No. Please, okay. No. All right. Please no, tell me. You say no human.
Brain. No brain is perfect.
Perfect.
Oh, my God.
So let me ask you this.
Anytime you have relationships that involve sex, because what this is about, again, gentlemen, let's go back to it. Every term that we discuss, your anchor partner is the main person that you have sex
so
with.
So watch this. Hold on. Pause.
No.
Pause. That's not polyamory. That's what we're trying to say, sir.
That is polyamory.
No, it's not, you millennial. Listen to me. Cameron. Listen to me, sir. Calm down. Pause. Let me explain something
Polly
to you.
Polly is many.
Many. It's not just one with a couple coming in.
Exactly.
Bruh,
so each
listen,
time you somebody.
Pause, else. Sir. Shit. If you listen, you might learn something.
And when you learn something, you listen.
No, that's not how that works.
Yeah, it is.
So oh, okay, so you're going to listen?
Yeah, so teach me something.
Okay, cool. So everybody is on the same level.
Correct.
Listen.
I'm listening. I'm not saying a word.
You shaking your head.
I can do that. You finished talking. Listen.
I'm going to close my eyes.
Y'all retarded.
Because there's not... Okay, you have a base partner. But as soon as you all agree that somebody else is coming in, no matter if it were a man or a woman, everybody's on the same level. It's not about somebody being a base. That's not polyamory. That's somebody trying to break into the lifestyle. But once you've been in the lifestyle for so long, all of that stuff becomes obsolete.
If
okay,
you're going
the definition of polyamory again,
many lovers, meaning that the love we share sexually, physically, and mentally, we are all on one accord with this understanding and this lifestyle. You can't be in a poly.
Define polyamory.
You can't be in a polyamory relationship and say you're spending too much time with her.
You're spending too much time.
Here we go. The practice of engaging in multiple romantic, and typically sexual relationships with the consent of all people involved.
Consent.
Okay. Right. I understand that. So Jay, what you're telling me is.
Now, you know, I'm a different breed of person.
I understand that. But and you're right. I'll take that. I have to tax that and pay that tax on that. I have not experienced that. But based off of what I understand is that it
but
doesn't
where did
have
your
to be
understanding come from?
Reading.
Reading what?
So can
reading
I say this though?
Can,
but can I say this?
But
can
where
I say
did they
this,
come
though?
From? Did they come from millennials or did they come from somebody that's
no,
been
no,
in
no,
a lifestyle?
I have to read
what
read
I
wanna
say is yo but do you have an objective understanding, or are you bringing in biases of a monogamous type reality into a polyamorous type lifestyle?
I promise you, it sounds like it.
Let's go back.
But you're arguing with us because you're not asking your question. You're telling us.
We're not arguing because we're gentlemen.
That's correct. We are discussing.
We're discussing. So Jay, because you, first of all, we got left side, right side brains. Okay.
Yes.
Jay, you and Big W both. Y'all niggas have like several pieces. Like your quadrants, your brain's split. So I'm gonna need y'all to come back to the left side, right side for a minute because y'all think with multiple brains.
Okay.
So back to my question.
Yes.
Left side, right side brain.
Okay.
So you're telling me in this relationship where I have multiple lovers.
But you're not the only one who has multiple lovers.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about you. You are in a, so from what you understand to be a polyamorous relationship, okay, we're talking about
what
you.
What I understand?
Yes, from what you
from my left and my right brain.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so now you're in this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an anchor partner?
No.
Yes or no? You don't?
No.
Okay, now that's how you practice.
No, that's how
Big W. No. But see, that's just it. All doctors don't practice medicine the same. All dentists don't do that. All mechanics don't fix shit the same way.
But hold on.
So you're not going to tell me that everybody practices polyamory the same way.
Hold on. But watch this. Notice what you said, and I'm about to get you. Because every dentist and every doctor went through the same school. What you do after is totally different.
There's no school for polyamory, homie.
You a motherfucking liar.
No, there's not. There's no... Have you...
Here is something that keeps getting brushed out. That confusion that you speak of, that humanness, that factor of being that person who is in a position to where they are sharing and they don't want to share no more. or is having a problem with the way sharing is morning. Being.
Thank you. The exactly. Way, the that's, way, that's what I'm saying. It cannot be eliminated it's not, in it's, this relationship.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. If there is a problem with that, then you're not on accord with polyamorous lifestyle living.
You can't.
So then you all agree with me that you cannot eliminate the human factor.
Well, you can't be. You cannot be in one of those relationships with that factor existing. If you're going to be in that type relationship, that doesn't exist.
That doesn't exist. So you can't.
Because see, if I got an understanding.
You can't be jealous or you can't express your jealous because you chose because you chose to be in this relationship with this man who wants multiple
jealous. Wait a minute, hold on.
What does jealousy stem from?
Well, you got to understand, you throw in a root word and then you got to give a cause and an effect to a word that you use. If jealousy exists, then what causes the jealousy? Me being with her, you being with her, or me being with us? What is the cause of this? And if you're saying that somehow or another that the dynamics of our understanding has decayed, then we're no longer in that understanding.
Okay,
and we're not a part of that lifestyle no more.
So can you live that lifestyle?
Can I live that lifestyle?
Yes.
No.
Can you? Jay. Okay, see, that's not me. That's Jay's technology going off in the background.
Yes, it is.
Because see, if we was at my spot, we at Jay's spot this today. So he got all this technology flowing through his damn unit.
Yes, and so now
this technology is cussing him
out. So listen, man.
Because he had to do some
listen,
stuff.
Go back to your question. Mm-hmm. You asked me if I could live that lifestyle. I have and I can. Because
what are your stipulations?
There are no stipulations.
Jay, come on, man.
No,
you gotta ask.
No, you do not.
If you go to a sister and you say, a sister, Cubana, Dominican, whatever, whoever, Caucasian chick, whatever the case may be. Hey, look, I choose. So what do you say? Do you say you would practice
polyamory?
What do you say? How do you say that? If you was going to say that, it's a sister you meet,
That poly life.
How do you say that? What do you say? What's your intro? Y'all get cool. You feeling her energy? She digging you, and then she's like, "Okay, Jay, look, I'm really digging you. What's up?"
Well, there are key terms to that situation.
I'm talking to him right now. What do you say to her, right off the rip? Because you feeling her, you digging her, but you want her to know what you about. What do you say to her? Because you want to express to her that you.
So this is what I'm looking for. And if you are not a part or if you don't have this mindset, then it may not work.
So what are you looking for?
A polyamorous lifestyle.
Well, what do you tell? You don't know this. This chick ain't coming out with a t-shirt on or with a card.
If we're conversing and this is what we're doing.
What do you
we're
say getting to her? Know,
I just said it. There is no cut. There is no way that you can cut that out.
You didn't say nothing. You didn't tell me what you say to her.
Did I just not say that I'm looking for a polyamorous lifestyle?
That's what you gonna tell her?
Yes.
Okay, so she's game, right?
If she's game.
Now, does she have the same understanding that you do? Do you know that right off the rip?
That's why we're talking 100%. Here. That's why we're talking. That's why we're conversing.
But that's the human factor. Do we really express everything that we feel and that we embrace right off the rip?
But if I pose a question and the question is answered no, then there is no need for me to pursue it.
Okay,
if you say yes, then the familiarity with what you are saying yes to is understood. No, I don't have to sit back here and break it down to you.
That's true. So
why would I have to break it down to you?
Why you say no, it's not, and then you say it's true? That's a contradictory. Guys,
gentlemen, no. Listen to me.
Explain your point of view, Doc.
Flesh it
out. Flesh out your point of view, Doc. Flesh it out.
Every type of relationship, every type of involvement requires two brains.
Okay.
And unless you are psychologically inept to read people's thoughts,
Uh-huh.
You don't know everything.
So what you're saying is this.
So your understanding of polyamory and their understanding of polyamory may not necessarily be the same until y'all get into it.
That's why we're talking.
Okay.
So you tell, hold on, wait a minute. So you telling me every time you started your little intro talking, getting to know somebody, you understood and got to know everything about them?
As far as the lifestyle is concerned, because there's
a No. It's a yes or no question. You review all of your relationships. You got to know their understanding, everything, the way they thought, their process, the whole nine, through conversation, during that first 6 months, whatever the case may be.
If you're conversating, absolutely.
No.
I'm going to chime in.
That's because you haven't.
I'm going to chime in on that. Here is my take, and I've been here, and I've been in several relationships. I would know every fucking thing about you in 5 minutes. I'm going to know everything I need to know about you. Well, see, you say no because you ain't never been pursued in a manner.
No, sir. Gentlemen,
in that manner.
It's the human factor.
What are you going back to a human factor?
What factors are you talking about? Because, gentlemen, if I'm attracted to you and I want you to be attracted to me. I'm talking about a woman.
Okay.
Partner. Don't even
say it.
Don't even trip.
Say that.
So, if I'm...
Go ahead, man.
I'm not going to delve into that bullshit. But what I'm saying is that we all have been in relationships. We all have got to know women. And then further down the line, we realize, whoa, where did this come from? What is this?
So you're talking about that monogamy stuff.
This is a surprise.
Exactly.
No, I'm not.
I'm not.
I'm talking about that human factor.
Hold on.
I naturally hide things or keep things because I want you to continue to be attracted to me.
Oh.
And then,
That's a totally different ball game.
Wait a minute. So you're saying I'm a freak, but I'm not going to let you know I'm a freak right off the bat.
You know that. You know women do that. Men do that.
So what you're saying then is that you're going to take that same thing. You're going to take that same energy right there of withholding, and you're going to contain that withholding in a mini lover situation. You're going to take that whole situation right there and you're going to say the human factor is that I just told you I'm about poly life, but I may not be about poly life. I may be a person that's pretending to be about poly life, catch feelings with you, thinking that I may be able to monogamize
Wait a minute, because I want you to be attracted to me. I'm attracted to you. I am about poly life, but our degrees of polyness are different.
I know what pause mean.
Pause.
I'm punching you in the throat.
You're saying that I'm feeling you, and you've explained to me that you bought this life, and because I'm feeling you, I'm gonna go ahead and say I'm about this life, and I ain't about that life. And then I'm gonna catch feelings for you. And then the human factor is that since I said I was about it, when you bring in someone, I'm going to start acting a certain peculiarity concerning this matter. Well, see, then you're going to be called a liar.
Well, hold on.
See, you're going to be called a liar, and you're going to be excluded from this whole situation because you're not in poly. See, an understanding don't have to be explained. But if I have to explain it so you get an understanding, then you was never about it to begin with. See, you need to understand, if we're going to flesh this thing out, and you're talking about ulterior motives, you're talking about a degree of privacy that I keep within myself because I'm concealing something, and you want to use that as a human factor, then that can go in a whole lot of directions. What we're saying is, what part of monogamy ties you into a bonded understanding to where you don't cheat? Choice. So what bonds you into a poly lifestyle of understanding? Choice. So if you choose something and then you switch up that choice, then you never was about that choice.
Okay, so here's the deal. So you telling me a brother that gets into whoever, a male that gets into a poly.
Why it has to be just a male?
Because that's where I'm coming from my point, because this is a gentleman's conversation. But I got you on that. Trust me, I got you on that. So a male gets into, decides, you know what? Hey, you know what? I like this lifestyle. I think I'm gonna try to get into this. I like this understanding. So he gets into it, finds somebody that agrees with it, his anchor partner, or somebody that's cool with it. And gentlemen, you have to embrace it. You have to embrace the understanding. You either want to have an anchor partner, or you don't want an anchor partner, but you just want to practice. You just want to be part of that lifestyle. You want to have multiple partners with an understanding. Okay? And so you do that. So what you're telling me is that choice, because you gentlemen said that. So the choice is that you're just going to run into someone that's going to be like, okay, we're good. You can continue to, you know, we're going to do this thing and we're good, and there's never going to be any issues. There's never going to be any issues. That's what you're telling me, right?
Issues concerning the relationship that we agreed to be a part of.
Oh man, you sitting there, you can tell all that intellect all you want to, but we need to go back to the human factor.
Okay, I'm about to hear the factor.
Okay, I'm trying to understand this human factor.
That's what hold on, watch.
You're polyamorous, I'm polyamorous, the female's polyamorous, everybody's good. So you're saying there will never be any issues
concerning the relationship that we are in?
Yes, that's what you're saying.
No.
As far as there'll the sex that's issues. Going on?
No.
As far as the involvement of sex that's going on?
So there's never going to be any issues?
No.
You crazy.
That's from a monogamous.
No, it's not.
Mindset.
That's, no, it's not. That's being realistic.
Okay, listen. Hold on, pause. I let you talk.
There's pessimism.
I let you.
We need a break.
Do you?
Well, look, I think that if you are adamant about not being a part of that,
it's not your lifestyle.
Then that choice would be established from the start.
From my understanding, my question.
No, we're not.
Well, you keep telling me that
because you keep going back to. Oh, if we understand there's a lifestyle, we got that understanding.
No, we don't.
Not yes, even, we do. No. So you're, and again, you are telling me, you're still not answering the question. Because here's the deal. You're successful. You're financially stable, fine. You meet someone, financially stable, she's successful, fine. You get married. You ever going to have any issues? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Concerning what?
Yes or no? You guys are too experienced in concerning relationships in life to not be able to answer this.
Concerning
yes or no.
What?
It doesn't
what?
Matter.
Yes, it does.
No, it does.
Because there are no fault-free relationships.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
But that does not have to be. Our understanding on why we are together.
There are no fault-free relationships. So that means there's no fault-free relationships.
You're tying the fault into the sex.
No, I'm not. You kept saying anchor person. No.
So who?
You missed all that because you missed it. I'm telling you, it's a relationship. Period. Whether it's a marriage, whether it's boyfriend girlfriend, whether it's polygamy, whether it's polyamory, is there ever going to be any issues? You feel like there's no issues?
Oh, not with the understanding of poly. No. With the human factor that you speak of the day-to-day.
All the time.
You know.
Shit.
Wait a minute. But there ain't going to be nothing like this right here. There ain't going to be no issues like you having sex with her too much. Or you not having enough sex with
me. Oh, that's a human factor. Wait a minute.
It ain't going to be no problems like that. It ain't going to be no problems with none of that kind of stuff.
Because here's the thing.
Now, you talking about I done brought the money home and everybody's spending money and ain't nobody bringing no money home?
But see, this
are you talking about who's providing for what? Paying for what? Shit, ain't nothing fault free.
So let's go.
I was talking about the relationship.
Let's go two ways. Because the Mormons know all about polygamy.
Copy that.
There's one man in that case. There's one man
with multiple wives. Yes.
Right.
It's their choice by their faith that this is an understanding that the human factor that you talk about,
which means,
can I finish? You may see what I mean.
My apologies. My apologies, God. Fellow gentlemen. My apologies.
Now I gotta backtrack. So, one husband, multiple wives. It is the wives' understanding by their thoughts and their faith that I have to suppress my human factor of jealousy because this is what I'm into. Polyamory outside of the religious standpoint of polygamy, we all in this together. We're about kingdom building. The original thoughts of polyamory is that if we all get together, it's not about what you bring to the table by yourself. It's about what we all can bring to the table
as a group. And the conflicts of the human dichotomy of us being together, interacting with one another, living in the same house, providing for one another in this house, going through the day-to-day basis of trying to make things work. Will there be any issues? Because you're saying human factor. Okay, yeah, there probably will be. But it won't be because we all having sex with each other.
Absolutely not. Because at some point, watch this. And the funny thing about how millennials think, I'm not going to put you in it.
No, you can.
The funny thing about how that is coming back. So if it's, let's say it's just three, right? It doesn't matter if it's man, woman. It doesn't matter if it's man, woman, woman.
Copy that.
Right?
Copy that.
If at any time somebody else says, hey, why don't we bring in somebody else? Everybody has this understanding that, first off, why do you want to bring him in? We're talking about this. Polygamy, as far as the religious standpoint goes with the Mormons,
she doesn't have a say-so about how many wives he got.
Whoever I want to. We're at a round table.
Because they're married. Polygamy is married. Polyamory isn't.
But even...
Right.
I was going through...
No, I understand what you're saying. Right.
So... but, so, go ahead.
But that understanding of a marriage and the offset of having multiple wives with multiple children that I am taking care of, that are taking care of their individual issues within the confines of how we are living. If we're in a compound, you know, a house or however, and then everybody has a role, everybody has an understanding, everybody tries to work. Now, in a poly situation, see, because we're talking about adults here. We're not talking about, yes, I would like to think so. We're not talking about someone who's not mature enough to handle the issue of dealing with multiple people involved in a sexual, physical, mental,
spiritual
relationship.
Keep going.
So a 22-year-old that decides that she's going to practice or he's going to decide they're going to practice.
Okay, see, now that's just out. That's out of bounds.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, because why would they know?
Why wouldn't they? It's
because it's, why
it's planet
would
Earth?
But that doesn't mean anything.
Yes, it does.
Did you know about sex at 2?
No, but at 22 I did.
Did you say 22 or 2?
No, I said 22.
He said 22.
Oh, okay. 22. Well, at 22.
Yeah. No, that's different. He thought you said 2.
No, bro. No, I said 22.
At 22 years two. Old, you still ain't got no real sense of maturity.
But
if you, and again, I apologize. I'm sorry, Doc. Go ahead, because this is deep. Forgive me, Jay. Go ahead, man. Now I'm done.
I've lost it again.
No, you didn't, man. Retract. I did. Come on. No,
I, well, hey. look.
But I said 22.
Okay.
And you said you're talking about the maturity level. And please cut me off whenever it comes back.
I never will.
22. Yes, you will. At 22, at the millennials, and I will admit to this, whether you all can or not. That age range of 18 to 25, their experience and their understanding and their exposure to sexuality is far different than when I was 18 through 25.
Nowadays?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely different. So when you talk of maturity level not being ready for it, what have you, well, the truth of the matter is everything's on the internet. So they look it up. They see this definition of polyamory. They dig it. They love it. Okay, cool. I want to practice this. So now I'm 22, but I'm still immature, but I'm involved in it and I'm doing it. And for me, gentlemen, it still boils down to I have a choice in who I want to have sex with. And because there won't be any drama, because we have an understanding, oh, you practice this often? You cool with this too? Okay, great. So now I get to have sex with multiple people. And it's all okay.
Multiple people within the confines of this.
Without marriage.
Multiple people. Well, shit, what I did
without,
that.
Without the religious concept of it. That's all removed.
Oh, okay.
Look, we all good. But check this out, though. But check this out. I wasn't in one of those. Hell, I had multiple women.
But that's because you was.
I had. Was a hoe. And I mean, well, ain't no doubt. I had several houses I was tending to.
And then none of the women, half of the women didn't know about the other one.
Oh, I don't give a damn what they knew.
Yeah, exactly. So that's got nothing to do with
it. I was living a pimp style life.
Exactly. So we talking about Mackin. Now. So now.
You're talking about going into something with information, a partial understanding based on the maturity of where I am, and me being exposed to all of this stuff now.
Go.
Mm-mm. Go ahead.
Me being exposed to all of this now, and then me deciding at 22, 23 to be a part of this, and you keep saying the human factor of me being a part of this still is going to arise some conflicts within this unit of us doing this thing of what we're doing.
Yes.
And what I'm trying to tell you is
very possible.
I tell you this because most times people look at cheating as being one of the destructive elements of a relationship.
Right.
So if you got somebody else you can be with, their thinking is that we eliminate the need for you to have to go out and do this while containing the understanding of what we're trying to accomplish doing this
together. That's polyamory.
Okay.
So watch this. I'm going to go back to a question that you had earlier. What do I do when I first come across someone and I'm going to tell them, hey, I'm in the polyamory
lifestyle
or a poly lifestyle.
Right.
This is what I'm about. If you aren't, that's okay. It just means that, you know, blah, 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 blah. Then the conversation starts. So if she says, oh, I may be interested, be leery. First off, because you've never lived that lifestyle. And especially if you have a religious background. Especially if you have a religious background where all you know
that's good.
Is monogamy.
That's good.
You can't, you're not going to, yeah. Yeah.
But if you've been in the lifestyle before, even if you're just a preemie in this lifestyle and you've been in it before, even if you've had a bad situation, right?
Right.
You've seen it work. You've been in the lifestyle, so you've been around other polyamory or other polyamorous relationships to where you've seen it work. Why did theirs work and mine didn't? Well, that's because it was tainted with someone who didn't know what the fuck they were doing in the lifestyle. They said they were about the lifestyle, but this was just a dude.
A pretender.
Cheating.
Oh, yes.
And hiding it from you with not being upfront with you.
Okay.
Right? So you're about, okay, so I'm coming back to the fact that you want to, you know, be a part of the lifestyle. You've been in it before. Okay, cool. Let's run this. If you are of the mindset, man or woman, that I'm on board with what you do, because a lot of men, right, can't fathom another man sleeping with quote unquote a base partner. There are no base partners once you come into the lifestyle. You may have a base partner at first, but that's monogamy. But once you open up those doors, base partners are all.
You said base partners, anchor.
Well,
same
anchor. Thing. Well, what I mean, what that is though, but what that's that your is safe place. What that is.
There is no safe. Everybody's safe in this place once you add multiple people to your relationship. It's all the same plane.
The understanding of a lifestyle such as that from a perspective, because men are all about having two women. They're not about having two dudes.
Right. And that's not fair.
At least some men.
Well, I'm just saying.
And I got your notion. Even if I'm not bisexual, I'm straight as an arrow. So is the next man. If we're both trying to please this woman, what's your problem?
Copy that.
What's your problem? There are no problems. If we are all on the same page and we're trying to kingdom build, as I said, there are no problems. I have no problem with somebody that I'm with saying, hey, look, watch this. If we have this X amount of money and we're trying to do this, if we add somebody, okay, yeah, I might get, you know what I'm saying, blah, 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 blah. And it just so happened to be a male.
But see, that right there takes a lot.
It does.
Look, it I'm does. Just going to speak. I'm going to speak it out.
The that takes a lot. Life is not but for everybody, it's not. But you can't look it's, at it's it. Not. You can't look at it one way.
Right.
Exactly.
You cannot, because it depends on that. And what more than likely would happen in a situation like that is that another female will be added, and it'll actually be two couples switching.
Well, see, I don't think that, and this, well, in really, my opinion, but, I don't think polyamorous lifestyle necessarily means combo time. I think it means that, hey, there's this chick or there's this dude I want to get with. You know about them, they're good, and then we do our thing by ourselves. It doesn't necessarily mean, but
that's not poly.
See what you
poly doesn't mean together. Poly means many.
But that's what you're defining outside of the poly quote unquote name. That's monogamy. You're just adding some.
No, it means many, and I'm telling you, honestly.
Okay, you're saying that. All right, it's many of us, but it's my time now. You can get with Susie when I'm through with Susie.
Because I.
But you can't join in with Susie when I'm with her. No, is that what you say?
Polyamorous doesn't mean that we getting with folks, two folks together.
Hold on. First off, how can you say
many one, lovers?
How can
right? You, hold, but on, it hold, on, say hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Many lovers together with me. It doesn't mean many menage a trois.
How can
but
you,
it doesn't say not.
Right.
Either. Exactly. So hold you can't sit here and say that. Oh, if I'm polyamorous, it means that I bring somebody in with us together every time. That's not what that means.
It's with the knowledge of knowing what everybody's doing.
Absolutely.
So that means that if you cool with old girl and she says, "Hey, Jay, look, I met this dude. I want you to meet him. I'm attracted to him." And you meet him, but we gonna go do our thing by ourselves.
Okay.
Straight. But she's still kicking. She is still with you.
And he's still gonna kick it with us.
Oh.
Not in a sexual way. Not in a sexual way at all.
Okay.
But we are all a family, because if you're coming into the poly life, there is no way that you cannot be in this. You have not lived the life, so you don't know.
I mean, I always got arguments, man. I always got discussions. So.
Well, I know this. If we agree upon what our individual understandings are. Because I'm going to break it down to individuality. Because I may perceive and my perception of something may be different than your perception of something, even though it may be the same thing. But my perception of it may be different than yours.
That's what I've been saying.
Okay, now, there is a base reality to this perception that we say we have. That base reality is that many lovers, same time, not the same time, individual time, all of this stuff is still in the confines, is still within the confines of us having this relationship. Because see, I want to bring this point out. We are in a relationship. Us. You not me. Just you and me, but us. We're in a group. Because if I'm not cool with dude and dude ain't cool with me, shit ain't gonna work.
It's not.
If you not cool with girl and girl ain't cool with you, shit ain't gonna work.
But you ain't got no problem with her going and being alone with him.
No.
I'm talking to you, Big W.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
But he's not a part of the poly lifestyle.
No. Hold on. No, now, this man understands. Now, if
no, I'm not.
He said he wasn't.
But if no, I were,
we're talking about for discussion purposes.
For discussion purposes, if that is the understanding that has been developed in the beginning of our agreement, then no, I won't. But that's not going to be a midstreamer. And please hear me out. You're not going to get into this. And we've been doing it like this. And then you're going to say, well, you know, I just want to be with him by now. You got me fucked up. That ain't finna happen.
But that's, see, again, we gonna that's be, not the we go, lifestyle.
We go, now, and then you got to understand something, though. Okay, no man could be in a relationship.
5 years. Let's just say 5 years.
Two women. I'm going to give you two women.
Okay.
All right. These two women, because, see, the connotation changes when two women want to have sex, as opposed to us. With the guy, like say for instance, you bring up she wants to go in there and be with him by herself. Okay, well let's look at she wants to go in there and be with her by herself.
You cool with that.
Now would it bring forth the same energy and anxieties as it would if another guy was in there getting all up in her guts as opposed to two women in there stamp licking?
Wow. You really, bro? Stamp licking?
Well, carpet, you know, I'm munching. Just saying.
Don't do that.
Enjoying the sexual Palacios, expressions of their individuality.
Right. Strap-ons. Thank you.
Enjoying the
right. Okay, so we got that.
So I mean, you know, you that man element comes into play when you say you sitting out here watching the game and he in there gutting her out, as opposed to them in there having a good time. You gonna sit in here and contain yourself, or you gonna want to peek in the dough and try to go on in there and get you some?
If I'm in, for me, my understanding for where I am, if
right?
I'm in a poly,
for yours, wait a minute.
I'm in a polyamorous relationship,
right?
And I have an understanding,
right?
You're not gonna be in the same.
Why not?
Unit I am.
Why not?
Getting stabbed.
Why not?
The understanding is that hey,
but that's cool, your. Where did you get this understanding from? You okay, can look, do it wherever okay, look, you need to.
First of all, you didn't invent polyamory.
I didn't, but no, I've been. Didn't. I've been. That's I said fine. I didn't.
So what you're trying to tell me is you interviewed everybody on the damn planet about polyamory, and so you got a secure
so,
definition.
So no, you're setting down.
Do what they do in different
okay,
ways.
Okay, so you're setting right. down. You're okay. setting down. You're setting down, and I will go back to my first statement. You're setting down an understanding that was established from the start.
Right.
Now, if that understanding from the start has been set, then that's different.